The Tall Cups of Consciousness with Alea. We invite you to take a few deep breaths into your belly, to gather all of your energy and awareness into this present breath of now. We call forth the Ascended Masters, Ganesh, Ganesha, the being of love and light that removes obstacles, that assists us in removing obstacles. We call forth your spiritual advisors, your spiritual family, you from the future as an ascended master, to gather now around you in this safe and sacred space in the higher realms. We invite your higher self, your body deva's higher self, to actively connect and engage with your own healing source, your own spiritual power in the heart of source, the heart of the divine. We invite your higher self, your body deva's higher self, to connect with your own energetic fields. We call forth the appropriate sacred geometric healing holograms and mandalas that have the capacity to support you from a place of clarity, balance, discernment, divine direction, gentleness, inner power, grace, trust, flow and allowing, and any other intentions you wish to bring in for yourself. We ask that these intentions are held in the energetic fields. So I'm just going to take a moment and look at the very first energetic component that's coming up. The first energy that I feel is a feeling of being lost, kind of like we don't know where we are energetically. Hard to track, hard to figure out how to move forward. The past is pretty clear, but the future looks so expanded, it's like we can't get our grips on it. And so that creates a little bit of frustration, anxiety, maybe even anger. And I'm looking to see where this sort of lost sensation is coming from. And I'm hearing that it's coming from the body. Our physical human form has its very own unique consciousness. I call that the body deva. And I'm going to invite your body deva, if this is relevant and appropriate. Before we bring any protocols in, I actually want to just take a moment and invite your higher self, your body deva's higher self, and your team to work with the energetic fields and the guides to energetically discern the energetic volume and intensity that is appropriate for you to receive this work. All of this work, your higher self is doing the work. I'm not doing anything to you. And so we're just really letting that wise aspect of you, your body, and your team, they're all receiving these energetic shifts to discern in the higher realms the volume, the intensity. If any of this work has ever been too intense in the past, dial it down to a 1, a 2, or a 3. It's like you're still hearing the music, the information, but it's not getting blasted. And so we're just going to take a moment and let the higher self, the body deva's higher self, the team, open the channels appropriately, adjust the volume appropriately in a way that enables you to receive it in the higher realms. Once it's been received and integrated in the higher realms, then it gets reflected down into the physical realm. Sometimes if we don't take to the work gently, or the work doesn't feel gentle, it might be that we're trying to force the work to happen in a lower dimension and integrate in a lower dimension instead of letting it all happen up high. And then once it's happened, integrated, completed up high, then it gets reflected in a gentle and graceful way. So coming to the body deva, we invite your body deva nature spirit at the level of its higher self to work with the energetic fields and the guides, to take a moment to energetically scan the terrain that we're in and the terrain we are moving into over the next several months. And the body deva actually will experience a lot of relief just having that opportunity, us holding this space, this container for the body deva to literally sit on its own perch and look at the energy, assess, and to calibrate all of its energetic grids for this current energetic terrain, and to calibrate its energetic grids for the energetic terrain that is coming, so that the body deva is ready for whatever happens. And as I take a look at the energy of what we will continue to move into over the years to come, is greater and greater expansion and greater light. I actually see that happening for the next 2,000 years, which is lovely. It's this great, huge 2,000-year light expansion experience. So we're not going to miss it. We're in it. Our bodies are in it. And as the body deva nature spirit scans this light expanded field, we invite the body deva to gently release any of the fear or the anger that it was using to try to orient. Body deva nature spirit, use your higher self, your energetic fields to orient instead of using anger or fear or judgment or control externally. Let it go. And then just watching the work happen. The body deva sometimes is a little slower than our higher selves. It's not a bad thing. It just takes a little bit more time for the body deva to do that work in the higher realms. The body deva looks like it's now bringing in its very own energetic grids that have the capacity to support it and keep it in its own divine alignment. And Ganesh just appeared on the scene. And we're inviting Ganesh, Ganesha to connect with the body deva at the level of its higher self to the degree that's appropriate. And Ganesh looks like Ganesh can appear in male form or female form. So if Ganesh appears in male form, that would be Ganesh. If it appears in female form, it's Ganesha. But we're just inviting the spirit of Ganesh to connect with the body deva at the level of its higher self. And Ganesh is sending appropriate energetic information to the body deva. And so your body deva is opening to receive the appropriate energetic information from Ganesh, Ganesha, whatever that may be. How to clear blocks, how to release addictions, how to let go of limitations, fear, anger, rage, a lower consciousness, ancestral issues, a rigidity, like a numb or flat, stuck feeling. Ganesh has the information. It's interesting, like he's using his trunk kind of like a flute, like almost elephants and dolphins have a very similar energy, rather elephants and whales, and the sound that is emitted from elephants works in the same way it does with whales and dolphins. And I see Ganesh literally coming to the body deva and playing this sound from his trunk that dissolves the blocks. There's a lot of shackles, like shackles on the ankles and the toes that are releasing, kind of this old way of walking in the world that was from a place of limitation, pain, and fear. And it's really beautiful to watch that. And so I'm just sitting in this energy watching this literal sound session coming from Ganesh to the body deva. And your body deva knows how to receive the information appropriately at the level of its higher self. All of this work is happening up high. This is where the work happens. It does not happen in the physical terrain. We'll feel the energetic reflection. There's a bit of a clearing that also is happening in the third chakra. And the Bodhideva, over many incarnations, cords and has been corded by ancestral vibrations. And so that comes in at that third chakra, and it ties up the body's will and the body's power. And the piece that I was tuning into for this session was the body's desire to have greater power. And I'm going to invite your Bodhideva at the level of its higher self to work with the energetic fields, the guides, Ganesh, Ganesha, to energetically locate all power that it has ever given or had taken in intimate moments from all incarnations. So a lot of the times when we make love with somebody, have sex, our power will be taken, or we'll take somebody's power. The Bodhideva will. And we're just inviting the Bodhideva nature spirit at the level of its higher self to retrieve all of its power from every single incident where that ever happened, and to release all of the power that it ever may have taken in any of those intimate moments. And this doesn't have to be just sex. When we're in an intimate experience with somebody, when we're with family, there's lots of power plays that happen at a biological level. We're inviting your body, divine nature, spirit, to work with Ganesh. Ganesh, please help the body, Deva, retrieve all of its power that's appropriate at this time. Clean it, clear it, clear all negative karma. Relay appropriate energetic information. And this one, we're just going to sit and we're going to wait and really let the energy happen at a very deep level. And I'm going to bring in a tone as that happens. We invite your body, Deva, nature, spirit, at the level of its higher self, to work with the energetic fields and the guides, to energetically locate any power it gave to any ancestor during its incubation period in the womb, and to retrieve all of that power back to its right and perfect place, divine time, cleaning it, clearing it, recalibrating it, healing it, and aligning it for its own essence, for your body, Deva's own essence. Good. So that's going to continue happening gently in the higher realms. And I'm just going to pause and take a look at the next component. Over a little bit. This next component has to do with trust. And as we go back and heal this trust piece, it will then enable us to live life more holding the lens of trust and empowerment instead of the lens of fear. And there's a very interesting energy happening on the planet with all of these changes that we're literally feeling, experiencing physically and in the higher realms, and this expansion and this increase in light. And so as we go into this expansion and increase in light, all of the things that would have limited us are surfacing into our conscious awareness of we're not going to have enough water, there'll be food shortages, the environment's going to destroy us, whatever the perspective might be, the Tea Party, the politics, the Republicans, the Democrats, the economy, the finances, people can get into quite the whirlwind. And what I'm actually seeing is that the humans, the souls residing in the human bodies and the body devas are in this time of incredible expansion and limitation and literally an enlightenment moment. And so anytime we have a little bit of a pressure happening externally or a resource is going away, it forces us to become incredibly creative and literally blow through all of the limitations and thinking in a limited way. And so as the world continues to evolve and the physical dimension continues to evolve and change, I'm going to invite you to ponder looking at everything from that lens of trust. And so we're going to go back in time prior to your arrival to bring that component in. We invite your higher self, your body deva's higher self and team, to work with the energetic fields and the guides, to go back in time prior to your arrival in this world. Really let your energy self do this work, not your mind. You can use your imagination if you want to a little bit, but just know that your higher self, your body deva's higher self, and your team are going back in time prior to your arrival on your platform of light, your transfer station, prep room. And we're inviting you up there, using your higher self and your energetic fields to scan all of the potential paths for your journey. And to actually hold your trust appropriately, to not place your trust on the outer world, on anything external, but to hold your trust in your own divine line the entire time you incarnate in this world. Never take your trust nuggets out of your divine line. We invite your body, divinate your spirit to hold all of its trust nuggets, energy, reference points in its own divine line that will be running through its spine. We invite your team to hold all of their trust in their own divine lines, not on anything external, the entire incarnation, to trust the core above and beyond anything. And if that feels appropriate, we invite your higher self, your body, deva's higher self and team to hold that stance through every breath, every developmental stage, to the breath of now and beyond. We invite you from the future, at the end of your incarnation, standing on your platform of light in the real world, the other side, and holding your trust in your divine line and reflecting that from the future to you in the past, to the breath of now. And feeling that support of the trust from the past and the future through that time spiral continuum. Body, Diva, Nature, Spirit, at the level of your higher self, hold that trust in your own divine line prior to your incarnation. And then I am inviting your Body, Diva, Nature, Spirit to have a full debrief at the end of this incarnation, where it actualizes every single spiritual lesson and holds the trust in its own divine line and reflects that energetic stance to itself here in the past, i.e. the present breath of now, from the future. We invite your team to hold this same stance, and gently releasing all of the anxiety of the unknown, all of the fear, all of the lack. Up and off of the body's receptors, up and off of your energetic fields. When we hold trust in that divine line, we actually feel this incredible vibration of support. And a determination, a will, a passion starts to come back. When we don't trust, we get beaten down. We have that negative lens. And so we're just inviting your higher self, your body, Deva's higher self, your team to hold that stance of the trust internal. In the past, the future, and reflecting it to this present breath, getting all your grids. And as that piece integrates, the next component that's coming through has to do with the guides. And for the last several years, I've been finding that it's harder to feel my guides. I will still get information from them, but their presence around me is not as palpable as it used to be. And I was pondering this a while ago and asking why that is. And they were saying that the higher a vibration they hold, the more they can help. But the higher a vibration they hold, the less we feel them, because we're in the physical realm. So in order for us to feel them, they have to actually drop their energy, and then they can't help us as much. So that's one piece. And then the other component is that with all of the dimensional shifts, there was this little trick that just sort of came upon me of literally going between the dimensions to perceive my guides. And so I'm going to bring in that protocol of how to perceive your guides between the realms. It's almost like a window pane where, there's another possibility where your guides get stuck between the dimensions, your team rather, not so much your guides. So we'll check that, but you're going between the realms to hold your awareness in the physical realm, but you're also holding your awareness in the higher realms. It's literally like between a window pane, a dual window pane. So the first one, I think we'll do a little bit of a healing clearing for the guides and the team if they're stuck between the dimensions. We invite your team, your guides, at the level of their higher selves, their energetic fields, to energetically locate where they are holding their awareness. So this piece isn't for you. We're just going to let the guides and the teams do their work on themselves. And the wonderful thing about being in the physical dimension is when two or more, meaning me and my body, Dave, are gathered in the name of the Nameless One, the Divine Source, Essence Energy, manifestation becomes evident in all appropriate realms. And so by making that request for the team and the guides to energetically locate where they are in the dimensions, where they're expressing themselves, they do it. So we're just inviting them to increase their own self-awareness. And then using their higher self, their energetic fields, their divine spark in the heart of Source, we're inviting them to energetically pull all of their awareness and energy into the appropriate dimension where they are free, where they are happy, where they can be of the greatest service, where they can hold the greatest degree of connection to their own essence, where they are only responsible for modeling right energy, not transforming anyone else's issues. And we're just taking a moment to let your guides, your team, shift themselves. And it's funny, when I was tuning in to the session right before, I heard the word freedom, and I was like, oh, freedom for the guides and the team. With all the shifts and the changes, it's a little bumpy up there. And so we invite them to energetically locate the dimension that's appropriate for them, that enables them to be able to communicate with you, with their own essence self, in a clean, clear, connected way. They feel happier when I look at them now. And I'm just looking to see if that protocol of connecting in with them between the dimensions is appropriate now. And I'm actually hearing, no, we don't need to. So they were simply asking for a protocol for healing. Good. So as they integrate, I'm going to come back to the body because I can feel the body kind of going through some stuff. There's some sinus congestion. It's a bit of a clearing, but I'm just going to check in with the body, David, to see what's going on. And there's a bit of an alignment. All of the change can be quite unsettling to the body, David. The body, David, likes safety. It likes similar, familiar energy. And so as it gets exposed to these vibrations of expansion, it can get pretty disoriented. And that leads me to the next piece of the body's difficulty in clearly communicating and speaking. So when the body gets exposed to higher vibrations and expansion, it kind of has to be re-gridded, reworked. And I'm just going to take a moment and look at that. Body, Deva, nature, spirit. What's going on? Oh, shame that it's not evolving quickly enough, fast enough, keeping up. I never got debriefs before. Okay, let's do that. I might have done this in a Tall Cups in the past, but we're going to do it again. Okay. This next component has to do with the body, Deva, and when the body has not become fully actualized as a conscious sentient being. It's kind of working in union with the soul, and the soul isn't that awake. The body, Deva, won't debrief the way that a soul does. And the more awakened a soul does, the more awakened a soul is, the longer the debrief after the incarnation of unpacking everything that happened. So souls that aren't very evolved, they're kind of young, new, fresh. Perspective of separation is high, they will rush right in and they won't debrief their last adventure, and the body Deva won't debrief either. And so all of this sort of sinus stuff, mucus, grief, sadness, shame is the body Deva not having the opportunity to debrief those previous incarnations. And so we're coming back to the body, Deva. We invite your body, Deva, nature, spirit, at the level of its higher self to work with the energetic fields and the guides to energetically place healing holograms at the end of every single incarnation it has ever expressed itself in, whatever form, human form, bird form, any nature spirit form. We invite your body, Deva, nature, spirit, to bring in healing, to activate the spiritual lessons of every single expression, incarnation it has ever had. And we just wait. We watch, we hold vigil, we feel maybe a little spin as the body, Deva, nature, spirit debriefs every single incarnation, releasing the fragments, relaying the appropriate energetic information, returning the appropriate responsibility back to its right and perfect place, retrieving all of its passion, its will, and power, releasing any energies that do not belong to its essence, healing all of its chakra systems, from all incarnations. We ask for the appropriate group of guides to encircle the body Deva at the end of every incarnation for a gentle, loving, supportive, clear debrief. That's all you. Yeah. Now there's a bit of relief. Just having that space and that time for the body Deva to do the debrief in its own unique way. to recognize the beauty of every single situation, regardless of its comfort or pleasure level. That it was there for growth and evolution, and the Bodhi Deva gets to activate the vibrations, the spiritual lessons of every single incident, every incarnation, and to update its reference points appropriately. We ask that this healing, this debrief, continue in dream time with your Bodhi Deva until it's complete, to the degree that your Bodhi Deva chooses. So the Bodhi Deva is really going through this process of realizing it is a conscious sentient being, and we as souls riding in these bodies are awakening. And as we awaken, we then have the capacity to hold space, a container for our bodies to awaken as well, to catch up, so to speak. The body will not awaken until the soul has awoken. Pretty much everything I've seen, the soul wakes up first and then the Bodhi Deva. That's not always the case, but that's what I've been seeing lately. Meaning this incarnation. I have known a few incidences where the body awakens first. It's usually a little rougher. It'd be like your horse waking up before you do. It's nice to have the rider wake up before the horse. Good. So as that continues in the higher realms, we invite your Bodhi Deva nature spirit at the level of its higher self to gently balance, clean, clear, and align its power center, its third chakra, which correlate to the stomach, the spleen, the pancreas, the liver, the gallbladder. It does affect the intestines, part of the digestive system. But we're asking for a gentle cleansing, cleaning, clearing. And Ganesh is coming back. He never left. But there's this, it almost looks like fairy dust. And it's something, he's like sprinkling this fairy dust around the third chakra, which then brings the body's ability to hear energetically. Huh. So our whole speaking capacity, the body is trying to learn how to read energy. For me, my soul knows how to read energy, but the Bodhi Deva is waking up to reading energy. So if you've had a hard time speaking, your Bodhi Deva has been going through a process of learning how to read energy in the higher realms. And that actually has to do with the solar plexus. It's got almost like these little energetic tentacles or ears and this fairy dust that Ganesh, it's not really fairy dust, but it's just got this little sparkly magic vibration dust ether that's getting sprinkled over the third chakra by Ganesh. It opens up the body's ability to discern energy, read energy, navigate energy without being freaked out. Yeah, and that's the power piece that the Bodhi Deva has so been yearning for. Yeah, good. So we're just going to take a moment to let all of those layers, those pieces integrate. We invite your Bodhi Deva nature spirit as it receives that energetic frequency from Ganesh to balance the electrical and the magnetic frequencies within the microbes, the chakras, the cerebral spinal fluid, the central nervous system, to retrieve all responsibility for its awakening process off of everyone, everything, every healer, teacher, parent, guide, and to hold full responsibility for its own awakening and its own divine line, including you, the soul, So you, the soul residing in the body, are actually not responsible for your body deva's awakening. That's your body deva's responsibility. And we invite your body deva nature spirit at the level of its higher self to retrieve that responsibility from your higher self and to hold that responsibility 100%. And we invite your body deva nature spirit to connect with Gaia Earth energy to receive the appropriate energetic information and support for its own self-actualization awakening process from a place of self-love and gentleness and trust in its own divine line, its own divine connection. That it literally is Earth going through an awakening experience, just expressing itself as a human form. We're inviting you at the level of your higher self, the rider in the body, to work with your energetic fields and the guides to retrieve all responsibility for your awakening process off of your guides, your team, any healer, teacher, parent, the authority from any incarnation, and to hold that responsibility 100% at the level of your higher self where you can. Totally your job, no one else's job. And when you hold it, you actually move into a much greater degree of power. And as your higher self, your body, Davis higher self, and your team work with the energetic fields, we're inviting you to energetically retrieve all of your spiritual gifts, wisdom, and mastery for you, your body, and your team that help you in your awakening process in a way that is safe and gentle and loving. Abundant and full. So the body deva nature spirit has its very own unique energetic grids, tools, templates, vibrations, currents for its own awakening process. We just need to hold a little bit more awareness. Body deva nature spirit, at the level of your higher self, gather all of those resources for your own awakening, accessing more power, moving into greater empowerment, greater capacity for manifesting your intentions, awakening to your essence that runs in your divine line. Gather all your resources, body deva, using your higher self and your energetic fields. It's your call. It's your job. Your tools work for you, no one else. Just having a little chat with body deva, if there's any reluctance. Those tools totally work for just the body deva, your body deva. Here we go. Not the ancestral tools. Don't put the tools on other body devas or souls. Body deva, get all your tools that you've been cultivating for incarnations. Here we go. On yourself in your own unique way. And we invite you, the soul, moving into a co-creative way of being, to gather all of the tools, spiritual tools, wisdom, resources, mastery, positive karma, support, connections that you've been cultivating for lifetimes, and use them in this incarnation. Use it all, every last ounce. Because if you use everything you've been cultivating for all of your incarnations, for good, you will cultivate more than you could ever imagine. Don't save up for the future. You need it now. And if you use it for good, you get more. You cultivate even more positive karma for yourself. Here we go. We invite your team as well to gather all of their resources, their support grids, and to use it uniquely on themselves in their very own unique way. Modeling that in their fields. The energy has a fullness to it. It feels full, feels complete. There might be a few other layers that we might speak to. But the guides are advising me, and Ganesh is advising me to ask that you be wrapped in sheets of rainbow light. gently sealing these layers, these pieces in to the degree that's appropriate for you in your own unique way, in the appropriate energetic volume and intensity that supports you from a place of grace, balance, ease. It supports your body, Deva, from a place of love. We are in deep gratitude to the angelic realm that serves and supports, to your team and your guides that hold vibrations of freedom in the dimensions where they choose, where they have the capacity to serve and assist in their own unique way. Let it be so. Aho. So we're just going to take a moment and look at the energy. How are people feeling? There was an ego piece. There is an ego piece that I wanted to speak to. Somebody asked a question about the ego and what is the ego and why does the ego come up? And I pondered that question for a while and have thought about it in the past quite a bit and was checking to see if my response was the same. And what I see is that when we go into the ego, it's either ourselves or our body asking for our needs to be met externally. We're looking for external validation. We're looking for, we're putting our control externally. We want safety. But sort of the classic example of the ego is, I want everybody to think I'm cool and that I know everything. So that would be the external validation. So then I would give responsibility to another individual to tell me that I am okay, that I am smart, intelligent, that I am enough. And then my energy, my behavior is going to get really funky. I'm going to be in total ego. And if I invite my higher self, my body, Deva's higher self, to work with the energetic fields and the guides to retrieve all responsibility for my validation to be lifted off of any external source, and we hold that validation internally and vertically in our own divine line, then we don't go into the place of the unhealthy ego. It's almost as if we're perceiving ourselves externally and we go out of ourselves and the ego shows up, or the unhealthy ego shows up. The healthy ego is, I am a divine being of light. I don't need any validation externally. I'm divinely connected, divinely protected, totally safe. I don't have to do anything to create an external scenario or to create an external validation or support or need to be met externally. So the more we practice meeting our vibrational needs internally in our own divine line, the quieter our ego will be. The other component around the ego is we could be empathically feeling somebody wanting their needs to be met externally. So we literally feel their ego, but then we perceive their ego as our ego. And so we want to be discerning that if you do experience an ego sensation, is it you having a need, holding a need externally and looking for that need to be met externally? Or are you empathically feeling somebody wanting to be validated, approved of, supported, whatever the need is that they're placing externally? So those are the two things to check and question when it comes to the ego. Good. Any other questions? I think we're pretty full. Yeah. How many layers? Seven. There are seven layers to this session. And this session really was for the body and the team. We did a little bit of work for our soul essence, but it feels like the body really needed a lot of support. And it also looks like the team and the guides needed a bit of support, just helping them move to that higher vibration or a different dimension or between the dimensions, not being stuck there anymore. So if you do want to work with your team and help your team out or your guides, invite them to use their higher selves, their energy selves, to work with their own energetic fields to move themselves into the appropriate dimension where they have the capacity to be happy, to be joyful, to be connected, to serve in whatever way they choose. So simply making that request, you're in the physical dimension, and when you make that request in the physical dimension, it happens in the higher realms. It is an honor to journey with you in this way. Many blessings. Let it be so. Aho.